I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Athletes sometimes manage dramatic comebacks, and so do their agents. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
It's NCAA Conference Championship Week. Which upsets or surprise automatic bids have grabbed your attention?
Well, obviously, Harvard's getting back to the tournament for the third year in a row after not having been there since shortly after the end of World War II. And I think Seton Hall's upset of Villanova in Villanova's first game in the Big East tournament was a real head-scratcher.
All right, it's quiz time. Name the college basketball team whose mascot is a character out of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales.
Oh, dear. Obviously, there's no team called the Wives of Bath.
No, and none called the Pardoners or the Summoners either.
So we're down to pretty much, what, Millers?
No, we're down to Chanticleer.
Oh, of course, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleer.
Precisely. All you needed was the answer in order to get it right.
Very good. Back up, Alex Trebek. We've found your replacement. Please give your answer in the form of an answer.
In AAC action on Thursday, Louisville edged Rutgers 92-31.
Ooh.
I was surprised to read in the game recap that the Cardinals struggled early in the first half. How can that have been?
Maybe the door to the locker room was, you know, blocked accidentally, or perhaps there was an obstruction on their way to the court. I have no idea. Maybe they all stopped for a hot dog.
The big dance begins next week, Charlie. We all know that the NCAA tournament has belied many a prediction. So how do you like the hubris of Kentucky fan Tyler Austin Black?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to decide how drunk Tyler was when he did this. But he put a tattoo on his body that says, Kentucky 2014 National Champions, which, if it doesn't work out that way, and I don't think it will, he's going to be an embarrassment to his family and friends for the rest of his life.
In shocking women's basketball news, UConn is 34-0, having won the AAC tournament on Monday. Do you think Baylor, Notre Dame, Tennessee at all would object too much if they just awarded the national title to Connecticut and everybody could save on the travel time?
I don't know. I mean, there is a very small upper echelon of women's basketball. UConn happens to be better than everybody in it this year. I think there's still a chance for an upset.
For a brief time this week, a matter of hours, I guess, fans of the New England Patriots were upset that the team had lost cornerback Aqib Talib to the Denver Broncos. What turned those fans around?
They picked up, for what in a relative sense is a steal, they picked up Darrell Revis, who's probably the best cornerback in football, from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And so Bill Belichick's reputation goes up another notch or two.
Well, after having gone down a few notches, yes.
The Broncos also signed defensive end DeMarcus Ware, who had been with Dallas. I suppose we can say Denver is a better team now than they were when they lost the Super Bowl.
Well, I think they looked at what happened to them in the Super Bowl, particularly that Seattle defense, and decided that Peyton Manning wasn't enough to get them to heaven anymore.
One of the biggest news stories during the NFL's free agency period was the Dolphins' trade of Jonathan Martin to San Francisco. He was, of course, the target of abuse from his former teammate, Richie Incognito. Will Martin succeed on a different team?
This is a fascinating question. I have absolutely no idea. I don't know the San Francisco locker room well enough to know whether he'll be accepted there or whether he'll just be given the fisheye by his teammates because of what happened in Miami.
In other NFL news, Rashard Mendenhall, late of the Arizona Cardinals, retired this week. He's only 26 years old. He said he's tired of, quote, putting his body at risk for the sake of entertainment. Do you think more current NFL players will make similar decisions as the players get bigger, faster, and stronger?
I think more NFL players are making this decision as the information about what they're actually doing themselves gets more detailed. This is proof that the work of the people studying, among other things, concussion and concussion-related syndrome, the information they're putting out there is getting through.
NBA coaching legend and Zen master Phil Jackson has become the basketball operations head honcho of the New York Knicks. Are the Knicks too far gone for the 68-year-old Jackson to be of any help?
Oh, I think you can turn them around a little, but once again, as everyone knows, the Knicks have the one single unsolvable problem for a sports franchise. They have a bad owner because there's nothing you can do about it.
We have talked about how NBA teams with no chance to make the playoffs sometimes, shall we say, don't play to win games in order to improve their chances in the lottery. This week, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said he doesn't think tanking exists. So, Charlie, does that mean we can't talk about it anymore?
Well, no, it means we can talk about it because Adam Silver's just trying to keep his job. Of course tanking exists. Everybody in the league knows tanking exists.
Early in Monday night's hockey game between Dallas and Columbus, Stars forward Rich Peverly collapsed, and he was immediately treated for what was called a cardiac event. He'll have surgery to address a previously diagnosed heart arrhythmia. Why didn't he have the surgery back when it was diagnosed?
Well, he said that he wanted to put it off because he was with a new team and a new coach and he couldn't afford to take the time off. You can always afford to take the time off for heart surgery. That's a hard and fast rule.
Charlie, my favorite team, FC Barcelona, has unveiled Simpsonized renditions of four of its players. That should have other soccer teams saying, say it with me now.
No! Which one of them has to be Maggie?
No, they're all themselves. They're just yellow and have stubble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Finally, lawsuits are not uncommon in the world of sports. And this week, fans of the Idaho Steelheads, a minor league hockey team in Boise, are suing the arena in which the Steelheads play. What's their complaint?
They've been being cheated on their beers, Bill, and I'm filing a friend of the court brief on this one. It was discovered that the large beers, which cost more than the regular beers, were actually the same size as the regular beers. And this is something up with which Steelhead fans will not put.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
Give me a big beer. Give me a big beer. I swear I'll yell out three cheers if you give me one of those big beers. So give me a big beer.